It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey, it's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples.
When you take out a qualifying product to Compare the Market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
Will you make excuses for the Cleveland Cavaliers if they fail to win their series? Let's talk about the Pacers and Cavs series, and also the Nuggets series as well.
It's finna go down 2-0.
They about to go down 2-0.
Chill out.
My goodness.
Hold on, bros. Y'all TV might be faster than mine. Right now, they still up. Don't say
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, they were still up last time I checked. It was closer, but it was like a 5-point lead. But anyway, Indiana Pacers and Cleveland Cavaliers started off the second round of the playoffs on Sunday evening with the Pacers winning slash stealing game one on the road, 121-112. The Denver Nuggets, after taking care of business in game 7 at home, will be going on the road to try and steal game 1 or 2 in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. Which teams do y'all think will prevail in their series, and in how many games?
It's looking like the Pacers is going to sweep.
I'm going to let y'all keep these catch up. I'm going to let y'all keep these catch up.
Shut up. Wow. I hate y'all. I do this all the time.
Hey,
Nick.
Oh, you got dial-up streaming service. That ain't
wow.
I'm watching on my phone, nigga.
Me too, but your shit's slow.
You got Cricket.
Oh, man.
I got Hulu Live TV, nigga. That's
you got Cricket.
A 50 burger.
But nothing
burger and
a wasted 50 burger.
And then they had this game. Holy like I got watching it.
Hey. Tyrese Halliburton on the mission. Since they said he was the most after Rudy Gobert, they said he was the most overrated player in the NBA. He's been going in since then.
What his daddy say? He's someone saying, yay.
Hey, probably Giannis.
My thing is like, why when you're down by when you know that a three will kill you, why are you not making him have to drive and like take away, like bombard him, like make him have to drive? Like, and I hate his shot. I hate everything about Tyrese Heller. He wanted the ball.
Me and my brother was talking about it. He's such an awkward baller, bro. Like he's my brother. My brother said this, and I thought he should have said it. But he said he plays like he's disabled. it's just so awkward. You know what I'm saying? And he's so light skinned with it as well, bro.
And he dropped his nuts on the
He literally
that's
did.
Insane. That's crazy. Omani was saying that about his game too, as well, FIFO. It's like the reason it frustrates you so much because it's so unorthodox and it looked like it's not supposed to go in. And when it keep going in, you're like, bro, come the fuck home.
He's the type of dude that if he went to the playground, bro, he got in fights every day.
Yeah,
I'm punching you, bro. Like, and then you know he talking hella shit too with it now, bro.
Yeah.
So what was you about to say, Ken?
Jeez, damn, Cleveland.
He asked you a question, Nick. That's what Ken.
What'd he say?
Would you ask him, Ken?
Who's winning these series? Oh, and how many games?
I thought you asked.
Injuries are a part of sports. Donovan Mitchell lost. Donovan Mitchell lost. Half his starting five was
here. Come the veil. Did you hear it?
We just want to know who's gonna win the series.
Now Golden State don't get no veil.
Lou, we are.
Hey, he ain't asked you for the injury report, bro.
Lou, we are in a recession. I had to take up a second job at your mailbox for the law firm, and I'm doing overtime on Tuesday night. That was an ugly loss. I can't even fathom. They should have won that game. And the fact that they didn't, I think the series is over, bro. I'm
sorry.
I got the Pacers.
Donovan Mitchell committed an offensive foul while they were up 119-114, so with like 40-some seconds left in the game. And Matt Strus had a turnover. So Donovan definitely contributed to that.
I think having injuries and him putting it on the shoulder, even Bomani talked about that too, as far as like Donovan Mitchell – him getting his doesn't help the team. Including that didn't help the team tonight. And the way the Pacers always get somebody injured too. That's why I can't stand their goofy asses too. yeah, I think this is a wrap. I don't even, I'm not saying they get swept, but I think it's a wrap. You can't go down 0-2 home, and then you think you're gonna win four straight. Yeah, I can't see
four out of five.
They're gonna push it seven games.
They have to get their full squad though. Like, if you think this is just gonna be Donovan, this is Utah days then. If you think Donovan Mitchell is just like by himself, like if Garland and Mobley, the defensive player of the year, are out, Slim Duncan, if he's out,
and your boy from the Hawks that they got traded to them.
He was like,
I don't want to talk about who out, man. Look,
they should have had that game. That's what I'm saying. You dropped 50 right. And you were up with 12 seconds left. You should win that game.
Absolutely. I don't care how many he scored. He didn't score one more point.
But that's the reason why they're going to lose the series. Because, number one, like you said, Nate, injuries are part of the game. They're hurt. It's not a full squad. D-Mitch had a hell of a game. You're up 12, or you're up with 12 seconds to go. You still lose that game. How much better can it be? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So At home. You know what I'm saying? You lost both of the games at home. If you split, it is what it is. But to lose both at home going back in Indiana, even if Indiana splits, you're still down 3-1.
You're still down 3-1.
Yeah, and your best player gave you
50. That's what I see.
Like, he can't do much more. Like, I understand Bomani's point and what you said, Nick, as to he doesn't make the team better when he scores all these points. Barkley even said it at halftime. Still, though, like, if I'm giving you 50 and we can't pull out a win – like something like that. If I'm Donovan Mitchell, I'm pissed off about that.
Because it's the reason why people thought that he was going to leave Cleveland. They were surprised that he resigned. Because it's like, yeah, they had a great season and all that. And yeah, injuries are a part of the game. But like, you just take off two players and he ain't got nobody to go to. There's nobody there that they got random. They got the, they look like the motherfuckers from BTS. The rest of his team. Mm-hmm. It's like, bro, who cares about Max Strus? Who cares about a white man named Jerome? Like, these niggas ain't doing shit.
Cavs do, because Strus just committed a turnover after Donovan Mitchell did. Guys, they were up by 20.
Yeah.
At home.
At some point, they wasn't up by 20 in the fourth.
Yeah, we know 20 ain't nothing, though. 36 to 21 run, though, people. But can we know 20 is nothing. Look at what the Knicks did. Look at what the Knicks did last night. They was on a 31-11 run to close out.
Which I understand, scoring 9 points is crazy. A lot of that is coaching. That's a coaching loss as well. We could argue that that's rust. But in this game, we looked at the Cavs losing game one as probably rust. And, of course, having an injury. This one, they came back.
He's not rust.
Ready. They were in rhythm. They had a 20-point lead. There is no excuse for the Cavs to commit as the best team in the league, based on the record, to lose that game at home after being up 20. And more importantly, to commit those turnovers up by five with under 50 seconds to go in the game when one of them is being your best player. Guys, if this was anybody else, we would be killing them.
Mm-hmm.
If this was LeBron, we would be destroying LeBron. We destroy LeBron for doing something idiotic like this. The hero ball shot and the turnover. You know, Donovan Mitchell committed an offensive foul.
He was ready to say this shit right before the game happened.
Nah, man.
He did the
same thing to Joker. Joker had a 61-point triple-double.
But they got
him out for missing a free throw because he didn't get it done.
I'm not saying Donovan Mitchell didn't fucked up. I'm not saying the Cavs didn't fucked up, because clearly going down 0-2 when you were the best record you're the number one seed in the whole playoffs, and you now that home court advantage don't mean shit double times. But at the same time, bro, let's not act like the team the Nuggets got versus the team the Cavs got is anything comparable if you take their best player off that. Like,
who's the best player?
I'm saying if you take Joker off the Nuggets still prove that they can win a game. They did it. They just proved it last night when he wasn't on the floor during a crucial point in the time of the game. If you like Donovan Mitchell, you take Donovan Mitchell off this game or off this team during those last moments. I don't know how that plays out, but
they probably should have took him off the goddamn floor.
Yeah,
because he's the one that committed the offense.
They lost. I'm not going to shit on him for losing, but they lost, and it was.
Why are you not, Nick?
No, you have to shit on him for losing.
So you can't shit on nobody then.
No. I'm saying I can't shit on him and shit on him. I can be critical of him, but I can't shit on him. Most of his team was on the bench, hurt. Like,
Nick, they had a 20-point lead, bro.
It was not in the fourth quarter. It was during the game.
If it was Steph, he'd be killing it right now.
Nah, I want
the scoring in the fourth quarter was 36-21, and they lost by 1 point. That means they had a sizable double-digit lead coming into the fourth quarter, right?
If Steph didn't have Klay, Draymond, who else did they have? And whoever they center is.
You shoot then, the
I, then, nah, then, nah, I would, that, then I would say, see, like,
hold on, man. Nick, bro, you're getting the best of me tonight, Nick. I probably name three of the players on the Pacers first before I get to my next point.
Miles Turner, Tyrese Halliburton, Obi Toppin. And McConnell, the white boy McConnell, who always get on my goddamn nerves. I want to punch him in the face. I know these niggas. The Pacers have a deeper team. Tyrese Halliburton can come in and out the lineup all he wants to, and the Pacers have been able to hold it down. That's what I'm trying to say. This is what I'm trying to say. I know everybody in the chat probably saying Nick double talking all this shit, but I'm just giving context like FIFA always try to say. When I give context, y'all call me an apologist. Going into this whole thing, no one believed in the Cavs. Am I right?
No, they were number one seed.
No one believed in the Cavs going.
Going to the Eastern Conference Finals. Exactly. I'm asking you a question. No.
Exactly. So you add injuries on top of that. What is this team supposed to do?
Win 20 point when they're up 21 points at home.
I'm not excusing the loss, but it's also a reason to understand. Like, if you went into this game without even watching and say, oh, yeah, Garland and Mobley and Hunter are out.
None of that matters when you had that big of a lead, Nick.
Listen. I'm just bringing up a question. Just answer me this, Doc, before you say shit. If I told you going into this game, Donovan Mitchell's the only one starting, Garland, Hunter, and Mobley are going to be out, and they lose, would you be surprised by that?
Yes, if you told me they were up.
No, I didn't say no. I'm just saying that just that's it. That's the only thing. Like, are you surprised by that? Forget how the game went. If you just said they lost,
I'm surprised they play on the surprised.
I'm not moving because
first you're saying that I have to look at it as if this looks like a random game and it just happened. Yes. I could probably give it more of a possibility of it happening then, but not when you already have a 20-point lead.
And a 14-point lead coming into the fourth quarter, bro.
But again, yeah. the audience doesn't understand in the chat, because as the game was going on, it was early in the first quarter, so I called early. Ken was like, Donovan Mitchell should win this game. And I said, don't do that. Because it makes no sense to have that standard for him, because we wouldn't have that same standard for anybody else who lost.
You said he's the best shooting guard in the league.
If you're losing three of your starters in the playoffs,
but you said he was the best shooting guard in the league. We've seen the best shooting guards in the league win games before. Answer this question.
If Devin Booker would shoot the same, yes. If you're losing three, because I'm all about keeping it a bean, Ken. Even when I don't like a player, I still will give context if need be. If I told you going into this game, you're losing three of your starters, I'm not expecting you to win that game. However, the way they lost this game, I'm not excusing Donovan Mitchell for his part in that. He helped lose them the game. But I'm not gonna, like I said, I'm not gonna shit on him. I will say that he helped lose them the game, but I'm not gonna shit on him like this is like all his fault, because he's the only reason why they were in close in the game.
7 points. Well,
This goes to 47 seconds.
Yeah.
7 points. 47 seconds.
Okay.
Lakers lost a very similar game against Minnesota too, if I remember correctly.
And we had a lot to say about multiple people, not just one. And two, if we want to talk about that, then what y'all got to say about OKC?
We have not gotten to OKC.
Exactly. I'm trying to move us off. What you got to say about OKC, Sheldon? You blame this on fucking SGA? Is it his fault? We should shit on him?
If he's the leader of that team, yes.
So you're saying they lost because of SGA?
At home, yeah. You take the brunt.
Is that what you're saying? I need you to say it.
The brunt of the blame if you're the leader of a team and you lose like that. If you lose a game like that.
Ken Lou, is SGA to blame for this loss against the Nuggets?
I think the Nuggets have the best player in the world. That's why they won.
I didn't ask that question.
You can't lose that game at home when you're up the way they were up. It should not have come down to
the same.
Because we know Chet ain't fucking shit.
It's not.
And I'll be glad when y'all finally admit that fucking shit. But I'll be patient. Y'all go ahead.
Who's the joker on the Pacers team?
Halliburton.
Okay, right, exactly. You had to laugh when you said
nobody.
Like when you playing, like,
but we're just talking about the best player.
The Thunder, like, the Thunder are very talented. The Thunder are a very talented team, and SGA is really good. But still, what Joker is able to do as far as his influence on a game, they can't be matched in the NBA.
If you tell me
that team lose, he played. Now he had look at his stat line.
But
if you tell me just to the Joker on the
22,
it's okay. I get that. I don't get that. What you just was trying to defend with Donovan Mitchell.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing because they were showing. Were they not up by 20 at one point in that game with the OKC? They was up by 20. They were up by double digits going like the last four.
Halliburton is bringing you back versus Joker.
What I will say though is that SGA did more in the closing stretch.
Yes.
Then Donovan Mitchell
did he score 50 in that game?
He scored with 11 seconds left in the game to put them up by 3 points.
We ain't doing this because if y'all this is why I say I keep it a bean. Because if you want to say Shelton, we gonna shit on everybody who's the best player on their team, they lose in the last minute or the last few seconds when they should have won that game when they were up by 20 and they had a lead in the fourth quarter. And they did some goofy shit at the end to lose the game. Then yes, I'm gonna say. Then I'm with y'all. If we gonna shit on Donovan Mitchell, let's shit on SGA.
No, here's the
what goofy shit did SGA do?
Lynn Chet get the ball.
The biggest difference is that was game one. This was game two. This is a must win for Cleveland. You can't go down 0-2 at home with home court advantage. I promise you, I'll stand on it if I'm wrong. SGA and he not gonna let them lose game two.
You want to put another bottle on that?
The body you owe me. You want to double down on it? The body you owe me. Oklahoma City is going to win game two.
All right. Well, all right.
Is that a bet? Or are you just saying all right?
We can bet. I bet another bottle.
The Oklahoma City is going to win game two.
Top shelf.
Travel heavy when you come down here to Atlanta.
No. What you mean?
Travel heavy.
Whatever body you tell me, I'm just going to talk to FIFA real quick.
No, I don't want the FIFA bottle.
You ain't gonna worry about it.
You ain't getting me El Toro.
You gonna get your bottle however you get it. You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is this is probably the best basketball point you ever made on this show. Is the fact that this was game two and not game one. I'll give you that. However, if we gonna shit on people, the star player for letting that team lose when you were up, then we got to shit on everybody.
You were just talking about contest. I think the contest is slightly different in this one.
It's not astronomical.
I think it's close.
Because they lost home court advantage too.
I mean, you're talking about them both taking L. What you're trying to do is make a one-on-one comparison, and that can be made. But I think when you add contest, it's different because SGA did not commit an offensive foul in that game. As a matter of fact, SGA made buckets for his team down the stretch.
Yeah,
he put them up by three, you know, with 11 seconds left. The ball was in his hands and he scored and he gave them a lead that they should have held.
The issue with this series is what I was talking about going into the playoffs. Now, have some of the things I've been saying have come up wrong? Of course, like the Knicks beat the Pistons. You know what I'm saying? It had to come down to a step back three by Brun. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of things I have been saying have come to fruition. And this is one of those things. I love OKC. And Nick, you were trying to grill me toward the end of the season. You know what I'm saying? About where OKC should wind up at the end of the season. I said, yeah, they could make the finals. But I believe with the others, they're not ready to take that championship step. And we saw Denver. They still have a championship core. You know what I'm saying? And I feel this is that matchup that I was saying that OKC is going to have to get their ass whooped again before they can make a legit championship run. They have the pieces.
Get their ass whooped?
I don't think they're going to win the series. I think this is that veteran team that takes him out.
How many games, FIFO? Because that is the question we're supposed to be answering.
Yeah, six or seven.
We had to react to what just happened in real time.
Yeah, no, 100%. But six or seven. Six or seven. This is going to be a grueling out game. Like, OKC is uber talented. But it's going to be down the stretch. It's going to be those plays that don't even get measured in the stat book.
I think it's hard to do the – it's harder to do the Cavs-Pacers series now, given the fact of everything that we just seen. So I don't know what you guys want to put on that game now, considering that.
I say Pacers. I mean, Pacers in six. I'm giving Donnie two games.
I say Pacers.
This should have been one of them, but yeah, I'm say Pacers in six.
Yo, can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
man. I'm over here in the gym right now. I had to sub in real quick because one of the starters clearly is injured. I don't know what's going on, but I feel like Nick, maybe take five real quick, bro, because you activated my head alert. You know what I'm saying? You activated my bail alarm. So I wanted to sub in real quick and just let you know that, like, we ain't going for none of that shit, bro. We not letting you do none of that over here, bro.
You said
a whole lot. You said a whole lot. So here's what we're going to do. Do it straight like Pac. I just want to say we not hedging. We not bailing out. And when it comes to the Cavs, ain't no excuse. If you're a star / superstar and you got a 20-point lead, I don't care who's missing. I don't care who's missing. At a certain point, you're just supposed to close, bro. You're supposed to find a way because clearly those guys were good enough to get you the 20-point lead. And if you got role players that are good enough to get you there in a playoff game, then you got to put your Batman cape on like we always talk about with these cliches. And you got to deliver, dog. So, nah, bro, we not going for that, bro. Nick, take five, bro. That's crazy.
Y'all acting like I said Donnie Mitchell should get no blame at all. I said he helped them lose the game. No, I said he helped them lose the game. I'm not going to shit on him. I'm not going to say this is a referendum of Donovan Mitchell.
2 seconds after saying he going to shit on Golden State if they lose. 2 seconds later.
No, I didn't say Golden State. I said Steve Kerr. And I said, but I'm willing to call out everybody in that rant as well. But I said Steve Kerr was on watch. I didn't say Golden State was on watch. I didn't say Steph Curry was on watch. I didn't even say Jimmy Butler was on watch. I said Steve Kerr. I want to see how he's going to coach in this next round. Because that's the one motherfucker that started my hatred for – well, not hatred. I shouldn't say that. He started my – He started my distinct criticism of Golden State because I don't really think he a good coach. There's another coach we're going to call out too that I don't think he really a good coach. I think he had a choice between Shelton choosing between the Knicks and Golden State right when Mark Jackson got fired. He made the best choice in NBA history. That's all I think.
So, okay, when I said six or seven, I was talking about OKC, Denver. In terms of Cleveland, Indiana, I think it's six-game series at max. Indiana at this point.
I got Denver at five. I got Denver at
five. You have Denver in six or seven, or you have OKC?
Denver in six or seven.
You got to pick a number, nigga. Quit saying that this or that, this or that. Somebody's calculating this shit. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Denver's winning.
In what?
And what? Seven. See, FIFO, I want to rehash two quick takes that we had earlier in the year. I'm on the elliptical right now, so my thoughts is firing right now. I'm going to get out y'all way. But, bruh, two takes. Jalen Brunson is a top 10 player. We'll get to that. Just remember that. And number two, the youth of OKC is still too soon. I don't care what nobody says, bro. They got a bunch of babies on that team. Y'all let Memphis gas it like that because they ain't got no real adults in the room. But, dog, you see what Denver's able to do? They can pick you apart in multiple ways. And Jokic, yeah, he had a gaudy stat sheet, but those were tough buckets, dog. You can't do that every night on defense. Trust me, I know. I was mainly a defensive player. So if your coaches ask you in a seven-game series, yo, make it hard on him every single game. Pause. That's not going to happen. One or two games. And that was a game where he just got off so crazy because they were so afraid of trying to give too many open threes to Jamal Murray. But this is the problem. We got to talk about the youth for OKC. That is a huge factor.
They got a commercial.
I can't call Q a punk ass nigga because he did get Don Brun his flowers. So I'm gonna give you that. And I don't give a damn if you breathing hard on elliptical. That don't mean shit to me, nigga. Because that take about Ken. FIFO been talking for about 20 years about Sam Presti and his ability to draft talented young players, coach them up. He did it with OKC, and now he's doing a run again. It's supposed to be 2.0. When are we going? You were just yelling at me about accountability. We in the playoffs. We don't want to hear none of that shit, right? We in the playoffs, Ken. I don't want to hear none of that shit. You the number one seed. You're supposed to have the MVP, FIFO. What are we talking about?
He's not my MVP.
Well, either way, he's
going to be. But we've seen this throughout history. Like what Q's saying adds up. We've seen Mike go through this.
Why were they talking about this like that then, Lou?
No. You talking about them like that. I was trying to bring you down. But look. You know what?
Nick, you think I'm going to talk about OKC?
Nick, your issue is that you worry about the third party too much. We don't care about the third party. And Nick, I want to know about the first party. What it is that you feel about it. Because that's how you hedge. Hold on, Shelton. This is how you hedge. You want to be the leader of the third party narrative instead of the leader of the Nick narrative. So I want to know that makes no sense. That 100% makes sense.
You talk about you missed the hedge just last week. You talk about you root for T Wolves when you picked the Lakers. What you talking about? Fuck out of here. Hey. Second of all, I'm the number one nigga. Always talk about OKC. I'm the one that said the one thing I was wrong. They're not gonna trade SGA again. They're gonna trade Chet. After that goofy shit that he did last night, they gonna try to get Giannis. If I'm OKC, if Sam Presti want to show that he the GM of the year, executive year, you trade all them youthful talent for Giannis because they ain't. If y'all keep on, y'all kept on telling me that OKC number one seed, they got all this shit, they got their ass beat last year. Now they coming back better this year, stronger this year. I kept on asking, what's y'all expectations for OKC this season? And
sports, that was not the narrative. You're taking the mainstream narrative and asking us. Me and Shelton directly have said that OKC is not ready this year. We said that.
I've heard what I heard on the outside, which is why I bring these things to you. I told y'all, listen, I'm tapped into the streets, FIFO. I bring y'all the information they give me, and I got the paperwork right here. You know what I'm saying? I write it all down.
This is The Last of Us. Like outside, those are the infected. Like we talking about above ground. Outside of this compound, bro, we don't care about the narratives. Come on, bro.
Nick, which is worse, losing to Denver or losing to Indiana?
Losing the way they both lost in general is worse. It don't matter what team you play in, Shelton. The way they both lost in with Cleveland tonight and OKC last night is there's no better loss in that. I don't care who you.
But don't you believe in OKC more than you believe in Cleveland? I don't think OKC going to go lose a game two like Cleveland just did. If SGA has 50 tomorrow, Oklahoma City is going to win.
No, they're not.
That's going to happen.
I have had the Cavs and OKC on a similar path where the expectation for them should be the conference finals. But from how when I talk to basketball minds, people that like y'all and all that stuff, everybody kind of like, not really. Now, that's why I'm like, that's why I'm wondering where is this hype coming from? Where are these expectations coming from? When they told me SGA was the MVP, or at least is arguably MVP, I'm like, okay, so that must. So I asked Ken. I asked him. I was like, so that means me he gonna take this team far because he's the best player in the league on the best team in the league. And they said no. So then I'm like, then what the fuck is we doing? This is why I said the West is is why when Ken called me out earlier in this episode, he said Nick is the one that says the West is cheeks. This is why Ken. This nigga's telling me the number one and number two seed in the West ain't shit. So then why am I supposed to respect the rest of the
West? Well, right now it's looking the same way in the East.
Yeah, it really is.
I don't know about that.
Why? The Celtics and the Cavs both lost.
We gotta see game two of Boston before we say that.
People gotta understand it, bro. Is the regular season and the postseason are two different things, bro. And of course that's cliche, but it has to be stated over and over again. Especially in this age where I feel like we've had the most parity in the NBA ever. You just talked about Oklahoma and Cleveland, and we got Indiana. Like, who wants to, quote-unquote, see that, right? But at the end of the day, what that's exemplifying, the teams that are up 2-0 and 1-0 right now, is they have a different gear and they have a different mode of attack on offense. They have wrinkles to what's going on, or they just have straight up creators like Jalen Brunson. And experience is going to always matter. Youth is always going to be a factor. And if I'm being real, Cleveland has less excuses than OKC because Shai Gilgeous just got the reins from the team from CP3 in 2021. We forget that in the bubble, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was the two guard. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So we have to remember that this is probably, what, the second season where OKC has had, like, real title contention? It's too early, bro. Like, I really believe you have to lose two or three times before it really becomes real. Because in my opinion, it's got to be Jaylen Brown or Giannis that comes to that team, bro.
But the Cavs are young, too.
Donovan Mitchell's been in this position before.
No, he's
done this with Utah. Yes, he has.
He hasn't been the number one seed.
It's not about being the number one seed. He's been the number one playoff experience. Being the number one option. It's about having who's the guy with the light skinned dude with the Rudy, flow, Rudy the big Gobert. Man.
Jared Allen.
Jared Allen. You know what I'm saying? DeAndre Hunter's been in the league now. They have multiple guys that are veterans. These guys that's playing for OKC, their average age is younger than most college teams.
The OKC is the youngest team, but Cleveland is still a young team. They're not a old veteran team. They're not like the Knicks or like the Celtics or
They're veterans though. They're young veterans. Come on, Nick.
I'll give you that. What I won't give you is cute, goofy ass. He can't work out and talk on this thing. Because it's talking about, did he bring up Chris Paul in 2021? Are you kidding me? What are you saying?
It's 2025. He just got the reins. But the reason I'm saying is he got drafted to the Clippers, right? And he was not the guy. It was clearly Lou Will, Pat Beverly. And then they got Kawhi and PG, and they shipped them to OKC. Chris Paul went there. And it has only been two seasons with him being the head sheriff in town. That's what I'm saying. Versus Donovan Mitchell, who's been the number one option, who's been an all-star, who's been dunk contest guy, who's gotten the signature shoe deal. Shai just got his signature shoe this year. So clearly, he hasn't been 5-6 years deep doing this. That's why I have a problem with people putting it on OKC right now. It has to be Cleveland. Because Cleveland has multiple guys on second contracts. They have multiple guys on second and third teams from trades, and Mitchell is the guy. So you have a 20-point lead; it's inexcusable.
You're right. There's no excuse in that, but there's context with it. I can understand them losing.
The only context is that you're a D Mitch guy and you're gonna shoot that man Bell.
Yeah.
That's what
y'all,
it is.
Y'all shooting. Y'all shooting.
That's the context that everybody needs to know.
Y'all shooting.
I disagree with Q. I disagree with FIFO. They've been the best team all year long. This is an extremely tough matchup for them. Mm-hmm. But this is how you earn your stripes.
Exactly.
And you gotta, it's not gonna be easy. Same way with, and I know we're talking about it later, but same thing with Anthony and Edwards, bro. You gotta go through these guys to take the mantle. And it is what it is. So I got OKC winning and I think they could probably win it in six, honestly.
I got Denver in five.
I got Denver
in OKC in seven. Okay.
That's disrespectful.
You just saying that young people seven. Make the case why they go win.
Denver in seven.
Wait, Nick, you have Denver in five?
I got Denver in five.
That's just our frustration from Donovan Mitchell.
No, it's not. I said this in the chat. I was like, the biggest weakness OKC got is the best thing that Denver has going for them. They have a legit big man in the league who is literally the best player in the league.
Yeah, Joker's going to be an issue.
You got Hartenstein, Nick.
He ain't on the Knicks no more, Sheldon. I don't know who that is. All I know is that I see a scarecrow. I see Chet goofy ass in there. And this is the reason why coaches get fired so much, Ken. Because they got the Hamburglar coaching the Nuggets. Sheldon, he only about 6-7 games more in coaching than me and you. And he doing all this shit. This is why no one respects head coaches now. You can throw
he's just watching the game. He's just watching the game.
And he ended up beating Ty Lue.
You're right. He ended up being Ty Lue, which is why if they want, if that's why insane. The Clippers, if why the Clippers want to blow up the team and fire Ty Lue, they would have all the reasons to do that. They got all the evidence to do that.
I'm all right. You. Well.